Hey, this is Rebecca Dirks for PremierGuitar.com. We are here with Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins, checking out his live rig for the Oceania Tour. And we're going to start with amps because you're doing something a little bit different, and it's pretty crazy. There's a lot of knobs. So you want to tell us what exactly is going on here?
I'm not super technical, but essentially we've got what used to be that Randall system. Jeff, the other guitar player of the band, could probably give you a little more information. But so these are all custom mods of my own amps. Essentially. So I've got 8 preamps, a 60 Selmer, which I use a lot on Pumpkin stuff. This is the Mars one is basically the early Smashing Pumpkins amp that I used a lot.
What amp was that specifically?
The Soul Head is, because I painted it, said Soul on it. So people would recognize it, say, from the IM1 video. This is a Reeves, what they call the Jimmy, which is was the Jimmy Page Led Zeppelin 1 amp. This is the Randy Rhoads that Marshall put out. It was a limited edition, so I have one, so we did a clone of it. Vamp amp, which was what T-Rex played. And it's got a fuzz mod in it, and I use that for a lot of the Oceania stuff, because I use the same fuzz on Oceania. This is a Diesel VH4, which I used a lot towards the end of the Pumpkins in the late 90s, 2000. And I think that's it. No, I missed a Super Tremolo. Uli John Roth, the great guitar player, turned me on to using Super Tremolo amps. So that's a mod of a 1970 Super Tremolo.
Oh, is that like a high-watt one there, too?
Yeah, that's the Jimmy.
Oh, the Jimmy one.
Yeah.
And so who did these?
I think it's called Salvation Mods. Okay. He's out of Czechoslovakia. We actually flew him to Chicago, and he sat in my studio, and we got out my original amps, and he modded them. And it's amazing how much the ones that are clones of my amps, they sound exactly like my studio amps, probably about 90% accuracy, which is pretty amazing, considering for years I've had to sort of sacrifice my general sound to have a gig sound. So I have so much more diversity, particularly for the Oceania material. And then I can recreate very similarly the tones from the old Smashing Pumpkin songs.
And so you've got some backups of some of those the duplicate?
Yeah, that's basically a duplicate system because Murphy's Law applies to live playing. It can go wrong. And then those are run one channel at a time, of course, to my Strategy 500s, which date back to the mid-90s. Those are the power amps that I used on Melancholy and Infinite Sadness. And that was from my touring rig back then. I hadn't used them for years. They're modded to use different tubes. I couldn't tell you what tubes they're meant to use. It's got a rounder sound. And I run those at half power so you can drive the preamps a little bit and you get more of a crunchy sound that way to get that super saturated sound that I really like.
And what are you using the Palmer for?
We use the Palmers a lot on Oceania. We really like the way that it brings this. Because a lot of people use, obviously, in the computer, they're doing all sorts of stuff with guitars. We still like to record guitars naturally, but the Palmers have a way of bringing the guitar forward, just like they do for, say, Alex Lifeson or Rush. There's a certain presence that you get with the Palmers, and so we mix the Palmers in with the live mic signal out front, and it's really improved our guitar sound live.
And what's the cabinet and speakers that you are using for this 4x12?
I think this is a Marshall 1960, like a classic Marshall cabinet. This cabinet is one of the Melancholy cabinets. I basically used it since then. I have 4 of them. So all the Melancholy cabs are silver. So they date back to those tours and that album. And I think I blew up all the speakers, so these are probably all new speakers. I think that they're Celestion, like the classic series. I think they're 75 watts. I don't know. So I'm not very technical. People laugh. All I know is you put them in, I go, oh, nope, you didn't. So, yeah.
That's pretty close. So let's then check out the pedals, because that's obviously something that you are known for, is effects. What are you using on this tour?
Actually, I don't really like using effects live very much, but under this system I do, because it is like in the studio taking a pedal and driving it into a head. When I was using, let's say, just your basic, like for years I used a Diesel Herbert amps. There's such high gain that you don't always get the right pedal combinations. It's much more difficult to use pedals. So under this situation, I'm much happier. I use a lot of Benson Echo Rec, which is some fans would know is what Pink Floyd used back in the day. to create that kind of beautiful shimmering sound. They were a delay company out of Italy in the late 60s or mid 60s. And so Scretti is the pedal that I found that's closest in emulation of that sound. MXR Phase 90s I've used for years to kind of get more movement during solos. The Catalyst I use as a preamp for a few songs. We call this the Bloody Finger. I don't know what his company's called. I know he tried to have a company for a while. We've talked to him on the phone a couple times because he's out of business currently. Probably the best solo pedal I've ever used.
And what does that kind of sound like?
I don't really know. I mean, it's hard to explain. I guess maybe it's got a little bit of that Brian May Queen kind of lead tone, but it's much more high gain than that. I've tried to use the Brian May kind of line drivers, and this is much, much different. Maybe somewhere between Brian May and Boston Schultz, Tom Schultz. This is the clone of the exact clone of Jimi Hendrix's Octavia. I use that for a few things. Classic phase shifter. The Cal Capistan, really great delay. More like almost like a 60s tape delay. And so I use that for a few things. I don't really use pedals that often. I don't like pedals to drive. I like a really great pure amp tone. And then I'll just use them mainly for solos. There's a bunch of delay stuff, so I of course use the Scretti for that. And that's about it. I would say 90% of the show, I'm just straight in the amp.
So like the fuzz tones and everything are coming through the modules.
Yeah, and that's why I use these Keeley loopers, because essentially they're super clean. And so when they're all off, which they are now, you're basically getting, and I don't use a very long cable. I always talk about this to guitar players, don't have a long cable if you can help it. So I get as little as cable as I can, as pure a signal to the amp as I can, because you got to let the amp do its job.
I did have a question with the Phase 90s. I read that you were, for the solo in Oceania, you were running two phasers. Is that what you've got those going for live?
You can't really recreate that sound, unfortunately. You can, but it doesn't drive enough signal in a live application. I don't remember what two phasers I was using in the studio. I know they were really expensive old ones.
Right. Not taking those ones out on the road. So how are you doing that? What are you using then live for that?
Like, for example, on the Oceania solo, I used the Phase 90 and the Catalyst. So you get some movement in the lead. It's a little bit about getting the right collapse of signal into the preamp. I think that's probably something that a lot of guitar players struggle with. It's like finding that exact point where you can get a collapsing sound, but you don't sacrifice all of your tone or your volume. That's always been a big problem. You step on the stomp box and the signal goes down. That's what I like about the, I think it's called the V72 officially. It doesn't do that, and that makes me crazy, basically.
All right. And so you're using the Rocktron All Access to control your modules then?
Yeah, all that basically does is it selects one of the eight Salvation mods.
Okay. And so when you're doing the new album first and then you're doing a set with some older stuff, so for the older stuff you're basically switching between the modules to get those tones of those classics?
Yeah. For example, like on something like Cherub Rock, I use what's called the BC Marshall there, which is essentially like a mid-90s high-gain Marshall. For the Oceania solo, I actually use the Mars, which is my 80s, like a Marshall 800, because it has just a different gain structure.
Sounds good. Well, I think we could probably go on and on forever about how you're using each of these for each song, but you guys have to sound check, so let's check out guitars.
Sure.
And see what you're using over there.
Okay.
Is there like a main guitar that you're going to be relying on most of the night, or do you switch it up for most songs?
Well, most of the early Pumpkins and Oceania material is an E. So for those songs, I use the Fender Billy Corgan Strat. With the special DiMarzio pickups. For E-flat guitars, I mainly use one of my Melancholy Era guitars, which is somewhere here. Oh, here. This guitar. There's videos on, like, from back in the day of me using this guitar. It's a mid-70s Strat. It's got a heavier weight to it than most of those Strats that I liked, which, generally speaking, it means the tone's not going to be very good. But for whatever reason, this one works. I talked to somebody once, and they said the weight has everything to do with where they take from the wood in the tree, the swamp wood, and the deeper in, it's the heavier the wood because of the water bogging down the thing. So this is my main let's call it old school guitar.
And those are what DiMarzios are in that one?
That's the Billy Corgan DiMarzios that Steve Blucher modded for me.
And you have those in all of your Strats then?
Yeah, I don't use any conventional Strat pickups at this time, just because I'm really used to particularly the low-end signature of those, and the amps are all tweaked for that.
Yeah.
Although going from E to E flat, it does, you can't get an optimal sound because it's the tonal characteristics and the hump point of the low mids is different.
So what are you using the rest of these just on like a per-song basis? Or?
Well, we have a lot of different changes because of tunings and stuff like that. So, for example, I use these newer Jags on Oceania material. This guitar is a Billy Corgan Strat that they built for me for the 20th anniversary tour. So that might be for just like drop tuning stuff. It's better for intonation just to have the guitar set up in the different tunings. I usually only use this guitar for the song Pinwheels. It's an old Harmony, but it has those, I think they're called, I don't know if they're Alembic pickups or can't remember, but they're the same guitar pickups that I think Neil Young has in one of his guitars, and it's got a certain particular sound and a distortion characteristic. The Reverends I use for, I've actually got this tuned up to G, like a G, so that's like G, whatever, probably C. So this is tuned really high for one of the songs, Violet Rays.
And you like that tuning with the P90s in particular?
Yeah, it's hard because I used a, I think it's a, on the album I used a hollow body Gibson, I think it's called a 190 with a kind of a soap bar pickup. So it almost sounds like an acoustic electric. To get that sound live in a big place like this, it's almost impossible. And I don't want to use acoustics because that's, anytime you see anybody playing acoustic live, it just leaves you that plinky sound.
Yeah.
Probably the only other cool guitar I have in here that's different is I recently bought this in New York. It's an early 70s Gibson Firebird. Great sound, very much the Johnny Winter sound. We were using it for a while, but now we've taken a couple of the songs that we were playing out of the set. So right now I'm not using it, but it's a really great guitar to play. I keep most of my vintage stuff at home. The road just destroys your guitars. It probably shouldn't even have any vintage out here because the temperature changes particularly. Over the course of, say, a couple years, it just wreaks total havoc on your guitars. This is also a mid-70s Strat.
Okay.
And the reason I have this guitar is it's my Gish guitar, which you can see in the IM1 video, was stolen in Detroit around 1992. And it had a particular sound, a particular chime to it. And this is the only guitar I've ever found that even comes close to the sound of that guitar.
So you never got that guitar back?
No, actually, I think recently I'd offered a $20,000 reward, no questions asked, no prosecution kind of thing. And it still never resurfaced. At one point recently, a guitar dealer contacted me and thought he might have found the guitar, but it wasn't that model. I'm still hopeful to get it back because it's, you know, as anybody who's a guitar player knows, especially with your early guitars, you have a very personal connection and a lot of memories attached. And so it's a shame that somebody did that. And you know, I certainly would be willing to forgive it just to get it back. It means a lot to me, that guitar.
You know, Peter Frampton got that Les Paul custom back after like 30 years, so maybe.
But he's Peter Frampton.
So you're not using any acoustic, you're not doing any acoustics live then?
No, for years we did a thing in the show where we'd have like an acoustic portion, and I was playing Taylor's, which, you know, very good sound, especially the Rupert Neve design pickups are really, really well done. But I've never been happy. At one point I tried to develop a line with Taylor and that got nowhere. I tried to develop a line with Fender, that went nowhere. So if anybody who's an acoustic guitar maker that wants, for live application, wants to work with me, I'd love to work with them because I have a lot of acoustic songs, but I've never found that guitar that does everything I need a guitar to do live for acoustic.
And what are you using for picks?
I think Dunlop. Here's one. We get them custom. That is a zero pick for you. I've gone back to a heavier gauge that I used when I was younger. So it's either 1 or 1.2 millimeter. A lot of like lead guitar players use flimsy picks, which always surprised me. I need a heavy pick to play fast. So,
all right. Well, I think that wraps it up. We really appreciate you taking some time to go through your rig here with us.
Thank you.
This is Rebecca Dirks for PremierGuitar.com.